Chapter 4, Promises to the Bereaved. We have drunk at the same cup of sorrow, but it was mingled with joy and rest and peace in Jesus. He doeth all things well. Our heavenly Father doth not willingly afflict and grieve the children of men. Light will come out of this darkness, which to you at times seems incomprehensible. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Job chapter 1, verse 21. Let this be the language of your heart. The cloud of mercy is hovering over your head, even in the darkest hour. All things work together for good to them that love God. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Could your eyes be opened, you would see your heavenly Father bending over you in love. And could you hear his voice, it would be in tones of compassion to you, who are prostrate with suffering and affliction. Stand fast in his strength. There is rest for you. Written to a father bereaved of his only daughter. Those who sleep in Jesus will be called from their prison house to a glorious immortality. When our friends go into the grave, they are beautiful to us. It may be our father or mother that we lay away. When they come forth, those wrinkles are all gone, but the figure is there, and we know them. We want to be prepared to meet these dear friends as they come forth in the resurrection morning. Put your entire trust in Jesus. He will never leave you nor forsake you. We shall see as we are seen and know as we are known. Just let the peace of Christ come into your soul. Be true in your trust because he is true to his promise. Lay your poor nervous hand in his firm hand and let him hold you and strengthen you, cheer and comfort you. God has provided a balm for every wound. There was a balm in Gilead. There is a physician there. Seek the Lord for wisdom in every emergency. In every trial, plead with Jesus to show you a way out of your troubles. Then your eyes will be open to behold the remedy and to apply to your case the healing promises that have been recorded in his word. In this way, the enemy will find no place to lead you into mourning and unbelief. But instead, you will have faith and hope and courage in the Lord. What should we do without a Savior in the hour that tries the soul? Ministering angels are round about us, giving us to drink of the water of life to refresh our souls in the closing scenes of life. There is a pledge from him who is the resurrection and the life, that those who sleep in Jesus will Christ bring with him from the grave. The trump will sound. The dead will awaken to life to die no more. The eternal morning has come to them, for there will be no night in the city of God. This promise is yours. You may be comforted and trust in the Lord. The Lord has often instructed me that many little ones are to be laid away before the time of trouble. We shall see our children again. We shall meet them and know them in the heavenly courts. Put your trust in the Lord and be not afraid. Our fondest hopes are often blighted here. Our loved ones are torn from us by death. We close their eyes and habit them for the tomb and lay them away from our sight. But hope bears our spirits up. We are not parted forever, but shall meet the loved ones who sleep in Jesus. They shall come again from the land of the enemy. The life-giver is coming. Myriads of holy angels escort him on his way. He bursts the bands of death, breaks the fetters of the tomb. The precious captives come forth in health and immortal beauty. The comforts of the Scriptures are very great. They abound in consolations to the afflicted and bereaved, the sick and the suffering. I seem to see Jesus saying to you, lean on me, lean hard. I will bear you up. My arm shall never fail you. It shall be strong to support you over all the rough and difficult places. Only make me your trust, and you shall be guided safely and upheld firmly. Whatever may be your circumstances, however dark and mysterious may be the ways of Providence, though the path may be through the deep waters, and trials and bereavements may afflict again and again, the assurance still comes, all things work together for good to them that love God. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Our sympathies go out to all who are bereaved. We extend our sympathy to the children and members of the family who have been thus sorely bereaved. But we would point you to Jesus as your only hope and consolation.